Blog Talk Radio.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Good times never seem so good.
Well, 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 guess who's back? Ribeye Radio coming to you live from the World Headquarters Studio in Bedford, Texas. Hopefully everybody is situated, ready to get the show started. We are looking forward to kicking off the new year with a good, good show. We are going back to old school. I am your host, JoJo, and with me, my partner in crime as always, my other host, Mr. Brett Galloway. Hello, Brett.
I got iPhone money. Jerry Jones money.
What's up, boys? We're back.
We are back.
So, you ready, Joe? It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. It has. And yes, when we said we were going old school, we are going back to Blog Talk Radio. That is correct, folks. Blog Talk Radio, we are back on. After much, much, much testing, we decided to go back to where it all started. So, hopefully tonight we'll be able to get some things accomplished. Tonight's show.
You're fired.
Oh, already.
No politics, for sure.
For sure.
Avoid it on Facebook. Here we are.
So tonight we are going to go over results from Houston, Blanchard, and Sanford, Florida. We have interviews with Blanchard, Taste of Blanchard winner Tim Esch. And we have a special interview a little bit later on in the show with one of our show favorites, Mr. Joe Wilson. He's going to talk to us a little bit about a contest that he's going to be the major domo behind, the Grilling in the Ozarks in Rogers, Arkansas. So we will talk to Squirrel Man a little bit later in the show. Also, we will go over our usual staples, what's on Brett's mind.
Not much.
The spinning of the infamous Scheider Wheel of Beer. We have the SCA News Desk, which includes quick hits, the event calendar, new events. Then we'll wrap it all up with a stroll to JoJo's Corner and future plans to see what we got coming up in upcoming shows. But first, let me do a nice shout out to our sponsors. We would like to thank Kingsford Professional Charcoal, Shiner Beers, Grill Great, PK Grills, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Tranquil IT, and Fire Butler. Thank you all.
High five.
High five to you, exactly. Now, for some of you that are listening, and would like to hear it on the phone or even give us a call. Our number, 929-477-1792. Again, 929-477-1792. So let's get straight into the business. What do you think?
Let's do it.
So first thing we're going to do is we are going to go over some results. So the first one we're going to go over was the Houston Steak Championship in Houston, Texas. We had this at Ike's Place, and we had a really good turnout there. We had 34 teams competed. We also had the ancillary, which was chicken wings, one of our favorite ancillaries, and we had a really good turnout for that one. Just trying to remember my memory, how many chicken wing turn-ins do we have? I think it was like 24?
Ish. Yeah, I think it was 24.
So we had a really good turnout for chicken wings. So in fifth place in wings, Robert Martinez.
Very good.
Fourth place, Joe Castillo.
Long, thin, slimy one, short, fat, juicy one, the hippy, dippy, fuzzy, wuzzy worms.
The worm. Yes, Tocayo did good. Third place, Juan Cortez.
Don't know.
Ba-dum,
bum. Yeah. Ba-dum.
Second place went to Frank Brown. Now, a nice little shout out to Frank. This was the first time, he was the first time SCA cooker.
Second place wings.
Second place wings, so not bad.
Getting strong.
And our winner in wings was Crystal Ford with the Steak Aficionados.
Oh, I believe that's Boyd.
Pardon me, would you have any gray poupon?
The Aficionados.
Just on the side.
Yes, very nice, very nice. So congratulations to all the chicken wing contestants. We had some really, really good quality wings out there. Got to see a lot of them get turned in. They looked delish. So, steak. We had 34 teams competing in steak. Now, before we talk about the steak,
yes,
I will tell you this. Brett, was it not cold or was it not cold?
There was a lot of turtles walking around that day. We'll say that. It was chilly.
It was cold. The morning we woke up, I think it was
22 degrees. Yeah. I didn't even need ice in my Bloody Mary.
No, we didn't have
strong.
Even though we waited for bags of ice to make drinks, everything was cold that we didn't have to mix them with ice. So that's how cold
it
was.
Great.
But we had a great time though. So in 10th place in steak was Mr. Bron Sear.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
It's true.
9th place went to Joey Martinez. 8th place went to E-Rod, Eric Rodriguez. 7th place went to Mr. Gino Potts.
I don't know if I could actually... There it is.
This is Sheriff Buford D. Justice of Texas.
Great job there, Gino. Place went to Mr. Kevin Thornton.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So, wait a minute. That's not Kevin.
That's not.
Wow. All right. Moving on.
Moving on. Moving on.
Yes.
You're going to play this song again.
Which is it?
5th place.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Joe Castillo.
Long, thin, slimy one. Short, fat, juicy one. The itty, bitty, fuzzy, wuzzy worms.
Tocayo hit twice. 2 calls. Not bad.
Daily
not
double.
Bad. 4th place was, I can never say his last name.
Jason Mazanek.
There you go.
Yes,
sorry,
sir.
Jason. There's a Z in there, so it kind of threw me off.
Yes.
He was very excited. That was really cool.
You're real close, but
just a bit outside.
3rd place was our 2nd place wing winner, Frank Brown.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
2nd place.
It's good to have noise again.
Our reigning SCA champion, Roland Escobedo, and his partner, Justin Swain.
I still need your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too.
Poncho and Lefty Steaks.
Yes. Great job, guys. And 1st place went to a consistent cooker. This went to
his first victory.
First victory, Mr. Terry Rohn with Lone Star Crew Q number 2.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Big in the heart of Texas.
I like that one.
That was cool. So congratulations to Terry. He has got his invitation to the SCA Championship in Fort Worth in October of this year.
Yes, he does. He has punched his ticket. He is in.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool.
He was very excited, too, his first win.
And when I say he's always consistent, he is always in the top tens.
He gets good calls.
And he's just gradually been working his way up that ladder.
Show me the money.
And that's what he got. He got the money. So, last weekend.
Fifth place wings.
Last weekend, we had Taste of Blanchard.
Correct.
In Blanchard, Louisiana. In this one also, we had a chicken wing
chicken wing competition.
I was trying to say ancillary.
Ancillary competition. And the new rule on the ancillary, the chicken wings, by the way, is 5 drummies and 5 flappers.
Yes.
You asked, we listened, 10 fit in the box much better than 12.
Yes.
It actually took seeing pictures to get it through my head here, but that was absolutely the correct decision.
And garnishing.
Yes, you can now garnish the ancillary boxes.
So it looked,
my God, that's
we had some really, really good looking boxes. So our hats off to the cookers there. In fifth place in Taste of Blanchard for wings went to Sean Miller.
Woo!
Fourth place went to Shane Gordon.
Yeah, baby.
Third place went to Ashley Powers. That should have been the Austin Power drop.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, baby.
Bad play. My bad.
Second place went to Mr. Bobby Stewart, Bandit Barbecue.
Hoo-ah!
But wait, there's more. First place, wings, went to Mr. Bobby Stewart.
What are those?
Those are first place wings, baby. Yeah. Job, Bobby.
Very nice job, Bobby. Now, here's a crazy story about Bobby's wings. He forgot his sauce, so both entries were dry rubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was like, I forgot my sauce. I'm just going to serve him up, and look what he got. He got back-to-back 1 and 2. Very
wow.
Nice. So congratulations, Bobby.
Very
so
nice.
In the state competition, we had 50 teams compete in the state contest. Now, this was on a Friday night, and this was in conjunction with a barbecue that happened all day Saturday. So that's why we had a really good turnout for this one. In the top 10, 10th place went to Chris Griffin.
That was awesome.
9th place went to Mr. Chris Austin.
Very nice, Chris. Good job.
8th place went to my girl Blue, Rachel Blue.
Very good.
7th place went to Chase Loomis. 6th place was Mitch Stain.
All right, Dan.
5th place, Mr. Bribey himself, Mr. Brian Lewis.
Oh, Brian.
He swarmed into Blanchard, and he got a 5th place.
He did.
Congratulations. 4th place, Big Ed Barbecue, Mr. Ed Falder.
I need a song for Ed.
Yeah, Ed, if you're listening,
come up with a song.
Come up
brother.
With a song.
Or we'll give you one.
3rd place, Kenny Meeks.
Kenny Meeks.
No song?
Not so much, not yet.
Okay. 2nd place, Mr. Benji Lewis.
Drop a loan if you feel.
There you go. In 1st place, Mr. Tim Esch with Tiny E Barbecue. So
go ahead, bud.
I was just going to say, you might want to flip over and see if he's on there.
That'd be no. I believe he's still at Bob's Chop House.
I believe you are correct, sir. So
I'm on there.
Sometime here in a little bit, we will cut in and we will speak to Mr. Tim Esch.
He might still be celebrating his first win.
Exactly.
No, I would.
Exactly.
That Taste of Blanchard's a good cook-off. Did you go last year, Joe?
No, sir.
You can go this year. All right. Anyway. Shannon that runs that thing does a great job. He does a heck of a job for the teams, but he does a cook-off Friday night. He feeds everybody a dinner, and man, it's a great dinner. Then they have the cook-off Friday night, but good guy. Teams really like that event.
Very nice.
It's growing every year.
Now, also on Friday night, last Friday night, in Sanford, Florida.
Yes.
Sonny's Barbecue Showdown. Mr. Galloway here had the opportunity to go.
I did.
And represent for our little association. And in this one, we had 58 teams compete. So in 10th place, J.D. Henley.
That's a Texas guy right there.
Ninth place went to Daryl Strickland.
Not sure where Daryl's from. Seventh place was...
Eighth.
What?
Eighth place.
No. No, this is what happened at the awards. It mixed seventh and eighth up.
Sorry. I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah. He got him backwards, and then he did a good job of recovering.
So now we're going to recover from that one.
That's right.
And we're going to go into eighth place. And eighth place went to Troy Nadal. Yes, he's the domo behind Fire Butler.
Firebutler.com.
Seventh place went to John Orr.
John Orr from Operation Barbecue Relief, his first SCA event.
Very nice.
Seventh place.
Out of
or eighth, depends who's calling
depending
it.
Depending on who calls it.
And that cat, he was fired up. He wanted me to pull a schedule out then to find out when the next one was.
Awesome.
Near him. Yeah.
Totally awesome. Sixth place went to Mr. Heath Riles.
Mr. Heath Riles has had a couple wins in SCA.
Yes. Fifth place, Darren Worth. Worth?
Yep.
Fourth place went to Mark Green. Puppy monkey baby.
I don't know where that came from. He just came on.
Yeah.
Yep, 7 seconds ago.
Third place went to Mr. Brian Rapolo.
Whiskey. Brian is smooth as Tennessee whiskey,
yes,
for
sir,
sure.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Second place, one man pits, Danny Patton.
All the way from Shiner, Texas.
Shiner, Texas. And first place went to Jason White.
And he is part of Cajun Blaze. Cajun Blaze also took grand champion at this Sonny's Invitational.
Yes.
Taking home a cool check of
$20,000.
Plus, he won $1,000 in the steak cook-off. So they went home with $21,000.
And his partner is Adam.
Adam Gutro. Yes.
So these
great
guys.
Great job, guys.
Clean sweep of Sanford.
Impressive.
Florida.
That's one of the toughest barbecue cook-offs I've ever seen.
But congratulations to you guys. And you also have punched your ticket to the SCA Championship in beautiful Fort Worth, October of this year. And that's how we'll be celebrating.
You're in. All right, let's get to Tim. I believe Tim's on the line here. Let's see if we can pull him up real quick. Or we may have another train wreck. You there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you, buddy. Have you got your radio turned off behind you?
I do. It's just me in the silence here. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good.
Fabulous.
How are you doing? Enjoyed your...
I'm doing all right. Not too bad. What's that?
I said, have you been enjoying your first victory?
I have. First for the year, yes.
He won last year.
No. Oh, that's right. He won last year. He's going. That's right.
He's well, not surprised.
I am not. I'm not.
Too much time in front of a computer melting my brain, I think.
Now, Tim, I do got a question for you. You got one of the most unique trophies when it comes to a cook-off. You actually got a wrestling belt. So all week, have you worn that belt, especially in public, with a big feather boa around your neck and a wrestling robe and have entrance music coming in and out everywhere you go?
I have not done that. However, I did receive several suggestions on what I should do with the belt and how I should wear it, and yours was the most tame by far.
Oh, well, then I thought I was being a little bit off the cuff there. Wow.
Yeah.
No. I got to say that is probably one of the coolest trophies I've ever seen. It was really neat to win that. I was just glad it fit. We'll put it that way.
Well, if anything, you are now going to be called the Ric Flair of the association.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I've been called worse.
There's your theme right there.
Tim Esch theme song.
There you go. So I don't have to pick a song this year, I guess.
No, sir. You covered.
That is so awesome. All right. So the next question we have to ask you, Tim. All right. with all of the cooking you've done in SEA, and you know, you've been around with a lot of these cookers, what was it that finally got your call this past weekend? Was it just a combination of good weather, a good grill, a good steak? What was it?
Well, in the off season, I went back over my notes over the last couple of years, and believe it or not, I went back to some of the very first notes on when I started cooking steak, back to the basics, and it seemed to work this weekend. The steaks were pretty good this weekend too. Brookshire always puts out some really good steaks, and the weather was good, and it just happened to be my weekend, and everything went my way.
Any given Saturday.
Yeah, Friday.
That's right.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, true.
That's right. I do like the new scoring system really helped me this weekend because my score was really high in taste, and now with your new emphasis on the taste score, that paid off for me this weekend.
Very good. Very good. I didn't get to see the final score, what he won by, but I can look that up later. That taste, yeah, I think that's a good addition.
But thank you for the compliment there about the scoring system, too.
Yeah, I like that. And I also like the new draw system where you go 1 through 50 and then 50 through 1. I seem to think that worked out pretty good. It was amazing to see 50 cooks stand in line for that long at one time. So that worked out pretty well, too.
Yeah, that is a shocker to see the guys all in one spot for a while. But we used it, and we've tested it a couple events now, and we've got real good feedback, and looks like it's going to be here to stay.
Yep. Yeah, it seemed to work pretty well. So I will let you know this year that I did accept the ticket, and I will be at Billy Bob's this year. And no matter what date, if anything else comes up on that date, that will be secondary to the Billy Bob's this year, unlike last year.
Wow.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That's great. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you, man.
We're looking forward to having you there, buddy.
Now one question that the public wants to know, what grill were you cooking on?
I use my standard Weber that I've had for about 8 to 10 years, the same one my daughter ran over with the pickup truck. So it's had new legs, it's had new insides and scratches and everything else. But I use my Weber kettle. That's what I use, that and a set of grill grates.
All faithful, baby. Andy used grill grates.
Fabulous.
Very good.
Well, we just wanted to make sure, because we always get questions after the show where that, well, you know, you talk to them and we got some good info, but what do they cook on? A PK, a Weber, what?
Geez, charcoal, geez, wood. What'd you cook over?
No, I use Kingsford, the stuff that we have left over from last year. But yeah, straight Kingsford and on a Weber kettle with a set of grill grates.
Excellent. Excellent.
So what do you got planned here in the near future with your next cook-off? Or even if it's barbecue?
I'm going to do some barbecue the end of February. I think the Irving Elks, and I think my next steak, not sure when it's going to be. My daughter goes to LSU. She graduates this year, so she's got some lacrosse games over the weekends that I'm going to be attending, so that's going to take precedence over the cooking for a little while till she graduates. And then, but you know, I don't intend for that to be my last steak cook-off for the year.
Very good. Congratulations with your daughter about to graduate. And that's great.
Question, you know, you're saving for the end.
Oh yeah. I do have one major question to ask.
Did you compete in the barbecue as well? I didn't know if you did or not.
I did. Yes. Yep. I did.
How'd you do in the barbecue?
I got like a 10th place brisket call, I think. It's East Texas and Shreveport. That's kind of tough on Texas cooks, but East Texas is a little bit different.
It is a little different, that's for sure.
Well, the one question I wanted to ask you, Tim, as we wrap this thing up with you, is if you could cook a steak for anyone, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, definitely be tomorrow at noon, Donald Trump. That's who I'd cook for.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
I like it.
There you go. As soon as
I don't know, now with a new nickname, maybe Ric Flair now. I don't know.
Oh, very good.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you calling in. Glad you were able to spend a few minutes with us. And again, congratulations on your victory in Blanchard.
I hope to have you on again when you win, buddy.
I hope so, too. And I'll just give a quick shout-out that you got Shannon Wall runs a really good contest over in Blanchard, both steak and barbecue. And I realized that weekend, too, there's a whole different culture of chili cookers as well. So they were all over there. So it's a pretty good weekend, and it's nice because it's in January. You haven't cooked for a while. The weather was great. Could not have been a better host. And Ken really did a good job of running a good SCA event over there. So highly recommended for anyone next year.
appreciate that. I know Shannon does. He sent out a great letter on Facebook to everybody too, just thanking everyone for coming. So he definitely runs a first class cook off down there. I hear you're on your way.
I agree.
Are you having steak tonight? What are you having?
I'm actually at Rick's Steakhouse. I had to duck out for a minute to call you. There's a sports banquet that my wife is a volunteer for, and she got invited to the banquet. So they were just serving food as I stepped out, so I'm going to head back in and see what they're cooking.
All right. Get on in there. Enjoy dinner, and thanks for calling in, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
All right,
take
buddy.
Care.
Take care. That was the great Ric Flair. I mean, Tim Tesh.
Tiny E Barbecue.
Yes. Good job.
Very nice. Very nice.
Knocked that one out of the park.
And he is also, in our terms, he's the a consummate professional, and he's a great cook, and he's always, you know, all in these events. So anytime anybody's out there and y'all see Tim, go by and see him. And I'll tell you another thing. He makes a mean Bloody Mary. Mean Bloody Mary. So very, very, very thankful that he was able to step out of his dinner plans to come speak to us. So appreciate that.
That was nice of him, for sure.
What do you think?
Well, we got a – what's his name? Supposed to call in here in a little bit, but we can – why don't we go over some quick hits while we have time, man?
Yeah, let's do that.
Anyway, we were doing some research here for one of our sponsors, and we actually realized a couple things we didn't know. SCA is now in 16 states, JoJo.
Wow.
We have events in 16 states. Got 3 or 4 more states that we have events in the works. So we might actually hit that 20-state mark this year, which would be cool. And then we figured out we are in 7 countries. Total is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7 countries. And then we got some possible events in the south of France. And in Italy, you thinking those are on your radar, Joe? Those, and then I spoke with a promoter down in Florida, and they have a sister city or sister county in Spain. Nevada, Spain is a county. So he's talking about bringing us to Spain to do a cook-off at a vineyard down there. I think I'm all in on that.
Wow.
I think I'd have to arm wrestle the mayor for that one, though, you think?
Actually, you may have to compete with me since I do speak Espanol.
Oh, really? I don't have anything good. I can't play it. I'll get in trouble.
Olé.
Oh, man. Anyway, another quick hit. The one of the things we figured out, we are going to be in front of 500,000 people this year if you count all the attendance at the events, projected attendance.
Holy cow.
That's insane. But that is a pretty big number for us. Never thought that many people would come see events, but then we talked the reverse snake steak selection. Feedback's been very good, like we mentioned earlier, so I think that's going to be here to stay.
Now it's also going to depend on the size of the venue. We were in a very small venue, at Possum Hollow.
Yeah, Possum Hollow,
and in Houston. So there's gonna be times where we're just gonna go the normal route, which is 1 through whatever, and then repeat 1 through whatever again. But, you know, if you got a larger venue, we'll be able to go in there and do the reverse snake. And it seemed to go a little bit faster, didn't it?
Yeah, I liked it in Houston.
Actually, we did it in Houston.
We did it in Houston, and it was a small area. We had no problems.
Well, it's because we had just separators.
You just got to get people used to it. That's all. He hadn't called in yet, but barbecue, any of you guys need a logo, call Patrick go to barbeculogos.com. Patrick Carlson owns that thing, and he just did some more work for us. A lot of these trophies you see at SCA events are from Patrick designs those logos. So if you need one for your team, he will give you a discount if you're an SCA member.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, one thing that we also wanted to bring up as a quick hit is members of SCA, you now can get a business card. Am I reading this right? Through Restaurant Depot and be able to get access as a member of SCA.
Yeah, on our website, if you go to the members page, there's a card on there. You can click on that and print that out. You can take that to Restaurant Depot. They'll let you use the SCA card at any Restaurant Depot around the country. So if you're a new member, we just got them in. we have business cards that have SCA on one side and then the information, the barcode and stuff, so you can just check in when you get there. So you'll be able to get into any Restaurant Depot. I've had questions, well, how come my name's not on the card? Well, because you're using our account. It's a national account. So anyway, that's a great perk. That's worth more than the $35 a year.
It is. And believe me, folks, if you get a chance to go to Restaurant Depot, if you know what we're talking about, it is basically where the restaurants shop. Picture Sam's or Costco, but for restaurants. And it is awesome, awesome quality. There's great products. There's all kinds of food, frozen meats, fresh meat, vegetables, cans, styrofoam plates, cups, utensils, you name it, they got it. And I'm telling you, to go in there and utilize this opportunity that SCA is providing to you, you will sit there and you will be in amazement because it is an awesome place to go. And
yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, to me, it's a candy shop. We go in there and I'm in there for hours and I walk out with one can of something.
I can't. I end up with a cart of everything. It's crazy. So I was just thinking the other night, we got a lot of members that own barbecue stores and we're not really helping those guys out. So I want to tell you some of the guys that are supporting SCA that own barbecue shops. So if you're in those areas, please support these guys. They carry steak rubs, barbecue rubs, grills, grill accessories. The Hub, which is Helping You Barbecue Store in Omaha, Nebraska. Pits and Grills is hosting a steak cook-off coming up in Springfield, Missouri. He's got a full line. If you're up in the Washington area, Gary's Barbecue Supplies in Linden, Washington. Whiskey Bent Barbecue's got a couple locations in Lakeland and Odessa. They run a cook-off in the Odessa area. And then Premier Grilling here in Texas, they just booked another event for May 20th. That'll be their second annual at the lake in Little Elm.
In Little Elm. That was a great
time. That's
going to
be a fun event. Yeah. Great place. Huge park for the kids. I mean, it was a really nice setup there. But anyway, if you get a chance and you're in the area, support these guys. They support SCA, and we want to make sure they are appreciated. Nothing there.
Nothing.
Yeah, do that one.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and talk about something that we have also been working with, and that's with the World Food Championships. So we have an event update. Now, we have secured qualifier status for most of our steak contests, meaning, Brent?
Most of the events through, I want to say it's September, the end of September are on there.
Yes.
They have a cutoff because their event is in October.
Correct.
But they've got about 100 events that are qualifiers. Not everyone that wins one is going to go or want to go, but a lot of guys do want to go. It's a pretty hot ticket right now. And if you win one of our events, not only do you get to come to the SCA Championship, you also get an invitation to the World Food Championships as well.
Yes, and we had a few steak cookers that were at the championship that went and represented SCA very well. So
yeah, we had quite a few members participating out there.
Very nice. Also, we've also secured qualifier status for most of the chicken wing competitions also.
Yeah, this year they added chicken as a new category, and so most of our chicken wing events, I was able to get on there as a qualifier as well. So that is nice.
And again, steak right now is probably the most popular thing going on. I mean, the grand champion for the World Food Championships won with steak. So once these 50 entries are filled up, they're pretty much done. So if you can get in, the sooner the better. It is a great opportunity. And we have, like I said, we had a few people that went and experienced it, and they'll tell you it was probably one of the greatest experiences they experienced. So something to think about.
Have they ever tried Crown Royal? Just ask. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
So, we still waiting for Joe?
Yeah, I don't think Joe's on the line. I think Joe might be working late or having, who knows.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Why don't we spin the wheel of beer?
Let's do that. I'm thirsty.
And then we can segue into something else.
All right.
We got a winner.
Tonight's winner on the wheel Shiner Light Blonde.
99 calories, brother.
Yes, 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 yes. It is handcrafted in small batches, and it is delicious and refreshing. So let's give this a try here.
Try it up, Joe.
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Wait a minute, that's a beer. How is that?
Pretty close to a martini, minus the olive. No, this is really good. Nice and refreshing. Thank you, Shiner.
And Shiner Bock. We are actually having meetings with them this week. Hopeful that they will be back in 2017 with plenty of cold Shiner for everybody.
Plenty of geese, as they say.
We're having fun here, no?
So, while we're waiting for our call, talking about... talking about Shiner.
Sponsors?
We're going to talk. We're going to do some updates here real quick about our sponsors.
Yeah, some updates on these sponsors. PK Grills. Everyone's asking, hey, are we going to have some added money with these PK Grills? They are hosting an event. They've moved it to Sunday, June 6th, in Little Rock, downtown there in the same area. But that is the event that everybody cooks on PK Grills. They're going to have added money, and I hear there's rumors they may be giving away a 360 even, one of their new grills. Have you seen those, Joe?
Yes, they look pretty cool.
Not bad. Not they bad, buddy. Cool.
And for some of you that are Facebook friendly, PK just put an announcement, I believe, today that they are in partnership with Home Depot now.
Yes, that's correct. And that partnership may have something to do with a small tour that we're discussing. Anyway, there will be four or five more events that will have added money from PK Grills. So we hope to announce those soon. Hopefully we'll get those in next week. Grill Greats is back. They are going to do 10 events with added money for 2017. They're going to give the highest placing team an extra $250. That's cash money, Joe. Extra money in your pocket. Bonus.
That's bling, bling.
Bling for using grill grates.
Yes.
The winner doesn't use it. Second place does. He's going for Mexican food afterwards, and he's having four margaritas.
Thank you, Brad, Michael, everybody at Grill Grates.
Thank you guys for your support. Actually, got a new sponsor this week. Townsend Spices just signed on. These guys will make a custom blends of your rub. So, say you guys have a rub that you want to get out on the market. These guys can make a small batch of it, 100 bottles or so, and match your deal completely. But these guys have been very supportive. They've given bottles of rub at the championship each year. But we are glad to have them as a partner.
Very, very good. Very good.
Dripping Springs. Hey, now. Go ahead.
Okay. Dripping Springs. Texas Vodka and Mr. and Mrs. T's are back. So what does that mean for you folks? That means...
Say hello to my little friend!
Oh, my.
That means Bloody Mary bars will be available when we are allowed to do it. Sometimes we have some constraints that we are not allowed to serve them, but when we know we can, believe me, you will be the first to know it. But that is one of our major, major perks of being an SCA cooker, is having somebody make you a nice, fresh Bloody Mary.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they are good.
So Mr. and Mrs. T's has helped us out as well. We've got plenty of the mix for us. Just, you know, it depends whether the event we feel we'll be able to do it. If it's at a school or a church or something, we're probably not going to bring it with us. It's just, we got to be safe on that end of it. And Fire Butler. We got a new promotion from Fire Butler. They are going to offer a free Fire Butler to the highest placing team. That uses a Weber kettle at 10 events. So if you cook on a Weber and you're the highest placing team in the top 10, you will get a Fire Butler. Joe, you cook on a Fire Butler.
Yes, actually, I was cooking with a Fire Butler when I got my victory in Tulsa. And a lot of that credit to Troy.
You've won on them. The Carters have won on them.
Yes.
It's not just a grill access or just for steaks either. You can smoke. You can turn it into a smoker, cook your ribs, cook a pork butt.
Correct.
Hibachi.
Me and my lovely wife, Amy, actually product tested this for,
of course, my red hot smoking wife.
Yeah. And we actually field tested the Fire Butler. Now, it can be used in many different ways, but the coolest way is you can make it into a hibachi. So we actually cooked Chinese food on this. It was very, very simple. It was very, very cool. Me and Brett actually cooked on it when we were in Humble last year. Remember we did the barbecue?
We did.
And I actually cooked the chicken on there, smoked the chicken. And what you do is you can actually put a piece of foil over the disc, and it turns into almost into an infrared cooker. And, I mean, it cooked just like normal. I mean, there was nothing out of the ordinary. It's just, it's an awesome accessory. You can take the disc off. You can actually, the way I do it is I actually lay the grill grates right on top of it. And that's how I cook my steaks. So there's many different ways you can do it. It is a great, great, great accessory. Anybody wants to look at this, go to firebutler.com. Hit up Troy Nadal.
Or just win one.
Or just win one. I'm telling you, they are an awesome, awesome accessory.
Is that it?
No, there's more.
But wait, there's more?
Yes, there's more.
Let me see what I got here. Kingsford. We've been waiting on the contract for Kingsford. That's over to them. We're hoping to get it back from them. You know, last year it was May before we finalized it. We're hoping to be a little quicker this year. But if it's before then, it's a bonus. It's all bonus money anyway. So we're hoping on that. Just waiting to see. And then Omaha Steaks, there's discussion of a possible series of events.
Yes.
With some little bit of added money.
Yes.
I'm talking a big series, Judge Joe.
Yes. Now, for some of you that were at the championship in October, Omaha Steaks did provide the steaks. And we are looking into having them not only promote, but provide steaks in future events. So this is going to be a nice little feather in our cap, as they say.
And
we've already discussed about China.
China, yep.
There will be discussions with them later this week. And a new sponsor.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Whoa.
Team Unknown.
Yes.
Now, explain this one, Brett.
These are the guys that make, all right, if you got a Weber and you have your lid, you know how you have to take the lid off and set it on the ground or hope there's a hook inside it, and
right,
it's a whipping, right?
Yes.
These guys make a hinge that hooks on the top lid and the bottom. It's heavy duty. I talked to guys in Florida this week, and they love them. So the craftsmanship are great. Guy hand makes them, but your lid will just swing up and stay up, and
right,
then you can shut it. So this thing, it's pretty heavy duty steel. He laser cuts them. He also makes them for UDS drums. But anyway, they are going to become a sponsor of SCA, and guys that have a Weber, you need one of these. I need one. I've already ordered one.
I'm
but these guys,
one,
they also make like a little steel chiminea where they can cut your team name on the side. He's got a cover for, what is that called? A fire chimney, to where you can actually cook your steak on top of the chimney.
Oh yeah. And they'll have the grate or the,
yeah,
griddle on top. Yes.
Yeah. So there's rumor I might cook in the MBBQA celebrity cook-off. And I might just cook on that, see if I can do it.
Interesting.
50 Shade.
What? What?
Who knows? We'll see. So, anyway, those guys, if you get a chance or you have a Weber, you might look them up. Team Unknown.
Very cool.
Yeah, you know where to be found, brother.
Very cool. All right. So what do you want to do now, sir?
You know what I'd like to talk about?
Is this what's on Brett's mind?
No, there ain't much on my mind. Okay. I'm not that deep. Believe me. I want to talk about some judging classes because I've been getting the last 3 weeks from people wanting to take judging classes in different parts of the country. When we add these classes, we're adding them to events pretty much in new areas. I mean, Florida, that's a saturated market with judges. We're doing one class late in the year in Florida to help bolster for next year. Texas, we're going to have one in the Austin area here in Texas. I haven't got that scheduled yet, but I will. Our next class is actually, look at that, JoJo, day before my birthday.
Wow.
February 24th in Rogers, Arkansas. that will be should be a good class. I've got about 8 people signed up already, but we're going to have that class, and then the next day is the Grilling in the Ozarks cook-off.
Yes.
And then we have a class in Springfield, Missouri on 3/18. On 3/25, we have a class at Omaha Steaks, and there's actually 2 classes that day. There's an early class and a late class, and happy hour in between. I don't know if you know that, Joe.
Happy hours.
Happy hours. Yes. Then the next one is on April 21st in Melbourne, Australia.
Where?
Melbourne, Australia. Joe.
Where?
Joe.
Down under.
Down under.
Wow.
You want to go in my luggage? I'll take you in my suitcase, brother.
Man, I would probably try, but man, you'd have a hell of a time explaining me in customs.
I'd have a hernia. Anyway, yeah, it's in Australia. We're doing a class at Meatstock down there, which is a huge festival. They're having an A&E films, a barbecue cook-off there.
Right.
They're doing a butchering competition. They're doing a barber competition of some sort.
Music.
A steak cook-off. There's bands. And then Tuffy Stone, I believe, is going to be there doing a barbecue class also.
Wow.
And Ken Phillips will be doing a steak grilling class in Melbourne. I don't know if you knew that yet.
The mayor.
The mayor will be on stage talking about steaks. So that will be cool. All right. And then we are going to, on Thursday the 27th, we'll have a class in Boone, Iowa. It's just before the Central Iowa Expo Steak Cook-Off. It's a 2-day event, back-to-back steak cook-offs, JoJo. Full payout cook-offs, 4/28 and 4/29.
Wow.
And for those guys that can't get off on a Thursday, we have a class in Holman, Wisconsin on 4/29. And this lady has done a great job preparing everything for the class. I couldn't be more prepared. I think we're going to have a great turnout. And anyone that's around that area, man, show up to that class. This woman has definitely put some time into making sure everything will be perfect for you. So it's going to be good. We'll see you guys there. Where we got any other classes, Judge?
No, we have.
We do.
Well, I was going to say we've also had some considerations.
It's my first day.
To throw in some classes with some events. We remember we were talking to.
I need to put that Austin one down. Yeah.
Houston.
Oh, yeah. I got that call this week.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call him tomorrow.
All right. So anyway, we are actually looking to add on some classes.
Yeah, we have. Well, now the schedule's starting to fill in now.
Yeah.
So we can start adding some classes. But we've got a event in Florida, a class in Florida. Be at the Double T Steak Cook-Off, and it's a barbecue cook-off also. But that'll be in on September 8th. And then we're looking at a class in Wildwood, Missouri on 9/22. Trying to think if there's any others. That's the classes, JoJo. That's a good start. You know, in these new markets, it's great to have a class, get people started, get them interested. And the certified judges, I see the scores every week. I know the value of these certified judges. I think they make a big difference in the results. Very consistent. Really make the job easy in the judge area because they just know what they're doing.
Right.
It's awesome.
And sometimes we'll pop one in at an event. A good example would be like the Trip Haggard last year. We had a class before the actual competition, and that one was kind of impromptu. So where the demand is, SCA is there.
That's where it'll
trust
be.
Trust us.
All right. Well, you did those.
Yeah, we're kind of vamping here.
It's all right. I don't think Joe's calling in. I think he got lost. Sorry. What were you want to talk about, JoJo? You have anything on your mind?
Let me see here. I'll tell you what. While we're
struggling.
Yes, we are struggling. While we're sitting here talking about cook-offs, let's go ahead and talk about some events that are actually on the calendar.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
You know, yeah, okay. So, all right. Where was I? Yes. Okay, so.
Sounds like you were lifted off your chair.
February 10th. Twin Cities Mardi Gras Steak Cook-Off in West Monroe, Louisiana. This one is going to be a good one. We always have a really good time at the Twin Cities Mardi
Gras. Benji's event down there.
Benji's event. So that one's going on the 10th. Yes.
On that Friday night that they're doing the steak cook-off, they also do a huge fish fry. This is some of the best fried fish I've ever had. These guys knock it out.
Very nice. Well, we're looking forward to that one. Also on the 10th of February, the Old Florida Outdoor Festival Steak Cook-Off in Apopka, Florida. So, yes, we're coming back to Florida.
Yeah, this event, when I was in Florida last weekend, I sound like Corby. Anyway, when I was there last weekend, they were at 110 barbecue teams already. So they're expecting over 50 steak teams to compete on that Friday night, but it's at a really cool venue. And then on Saturday night there, they have Rodney Atkins is playing.
Very cool.
So that should be a good time.
I don't know who that is, but very cool.
Country singer.
Country? Okay.
Yeah, country.
All right. So then.
Skull mark in your jeans.
So then on February 25th, in Rogers, Arkansas, Grilling in the Ozarks.
I think you're wrong.
Steak cook-off, Grilling in the Ozarks. And again, as Brett mentioned, on the 24th, which is on that Friday, we will be having a judges class. Then,
true.
In March the 4th, folks, we are coming back to George West, Texas. Yes, the Live Oak County Fair Steak Cook-Off and Cabrito Challenge.
Yes, this is a BYOG event.
Yeah, bring your own goat.
Bring your own goat. The steaks are provided. I think they had 55 steak teams and 58 that turned in goat, and 58 turned in goat guisada as well. But the event down there, it's a lot of fun. They got live bands. There's a stock show there.
Carnival?
Or a carnival.
Rodeo stock show.
Yeah.
It is a great, great layout. I mean, it is what you call true Texas out there.
Yeah, we went down past San Antonio. We got to BFE and then we took a right. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay. That's how I thought we got there.
But we had to loop around. Yeah. Off of BFE. Yeah.
Yeah. But we found it.
It is a great time. And again, Cabrito is an acquired taste, but.
Oh man, I got a story to tell you about.
There are some awesome, awesome cookers down there. And I'm telling you, they will make some great dishes with this Cabrito.
You can do it!
Now, also, in addition to that, there's also going to be a celebrity cook-off, kind of like a challenge, and it's going to include...
It's going to be an open category.
Yes.
That has to have ribeye steak. They'll turn it in a large turn-in box, similar to the IBCA chicken box.
Yes.
But who's in that, Joe? Do you remember?
Miss Janet Baker.
Janet Baker.
Joe the Worm Castillo. Mario
Pena
from South Texas, who won in the Edinburgh High
Stakes. He won our largest event ever, 130 teams.
And Pancho and Lefty, Roland and Justin, will be there.
Current SCA champions.
Current.
So they're all throwing down. They're all going to turn in. Winner takes all, $1,000 first place for these guys. We're going to do it after the event or after everyone's turn-ins. So if people want to watch, they can come out and check it out. Should be good.
Big Lou, we're coming for you, brother.
We are coming down, Lou.
So that one is in George West, Texas. Now, also on the 4th, we have an event that Brett's going to explain a little bit, but this one's going to be in Bastrop, Texas, which is near Austin. And we call this the Five Alarm Showdown. So, Brett, can you explain the showdown?
This is an event. They're fundraisers for Texas Firewalkers. These guys, they give money back to, you know, when guys get hurt in fires or police officers get injured or killed, even their families. So they do great work. But this is their big showdown. They have four events. It's put together as a series. There will be an overall champion of the four. We're going to keep the points for them. Same way we keep points for regular events. But the winner of that little showdown will get an extra $2,000 from that points chase.
Nice.
Yeah, nice bonus there. But, you know, it's big entry, $500 entry fee. First place is going to be $2,500. Second place, $1,500. Third, $1,000. 900, 700 or 800.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all the way down, even 10th place is going to get $500. So it's going to be a great event. Bring your A game. Some of the big boys will be there. This is going to be fun.
So save your pennies. Get a sponsor. Come on out.
Go to AA.
I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome.
It'll be good.
Now, March 11th, we're coming back to Camden, Arkansas, to the Camden Daffodil Festival.
Arkansas.
We will be there on the 11th of March. Then, on the 18th of March, as Brett had mentioned, we will be doing a class at the Pits and Grills State Cook-Off in Springfield, Missouri. The next day, on the 19th.
That's a Saturday class. And Sunday is the cook-off.
Yes.
He's in a strip center, and that place is open during the week. And so he wanted to do the event on the Sunday there. So it'll be a Sunday cook-off. It's going to be steak and wings, and I believe he has a kids' cook-off even. And those are both World Food Championship qualifiers for both steak and wings there.
So Missouri does Missouri Blue Laws?
What does that mean?
Closed on Sunday? Strip mall?
The strip mall's closed on Sunday for some reason. I don't know.
I just wonder.
I do not know that.
I don't know right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, on the 25th of March, we have the two classes in Omaha, Nebraska at Omaha Steaks Corporate, correct? You'll be at the corporate office for those two?
Yes. That class will actually be at the at their corporate offices. Two classes that day. I want to say there's 11 and a 4 o'clock.
Now, Mr. Brett here and Mr. and the mayor have done the tour of the factory, and they said it's pretty, pretty cool.
It was amazing, man. The precision with what they trim that stuff, it's pretty darn cool. They had a walk-in freezer or a cooler. This thing was, it had to have been a football field size.
Holy cow.
It was just jammed. It was awesome. They do a great job up there.
And then on March 29th, Fort Worth, Texas, Billy Bob's, the Stockyards, the NBBQA Celebrity Challenge. Now, explain this one, sir.
The NBBQA Challenge, that will be the celebrity one.
Yes.
Is that where we're going with this?
Yes, the celebrity.
There will be 10 steak cookers cooking in it. And I believe those are yet to be chosen, but there will be 10 cookers chosen in that. Probably be a lot of the top 10 in SCA points. But there will be 10 of those versus 10 of the barbecue greats. You're going to compete against Heath Riles, Chris Lilly's, Brad from the Shed.
Yeah, Orson.
Yeah, Brad Orson's there. Myron's there. He's cooked in it before.
Possibly Tuffy, Big Mo.
Tuffy wasn't there. Mo's cooked in it before.
We're talking about
a lot of it. Yeah, it is. I mean, and you're cooking right there with these guys.
So think
which
about
is cool.
Yeah, think about this, folks. It is barbecue royalty against
taking on steak royalty.
Is that pretty cool or what? So that is going to be a Friday night event. Then on Saturday will be the NBBQA Classic Steak Cook-Off, and that one is open to the cookers.
I had an awesome time.
That's what they said in Florida last year in Jacksonville.
That one is open to anyone to sign up. But that event there, they're also doing a barbecue, I forget what they're calling it, barbecue bash, where all those big names in barbecue, they are competing for people's choice. They'll be out there, and a lot of those guys will still compete in the steak cook-off that day. But once again, it's going to be every big name you've ever heard of in the barbecue world hanging out elbow to elbow with you, nuts to butts, cooking steaks.
Very cool.
Could be cool.
Very cool. And then finally, on that same day, April 1st, yes, folks, SCA is coming to New Jersey.
Yes.
We are going to the Munch Madness Steak Cook-Off in Rahway, New Jersey.
And that one there, that will have steak, chicken wings, and ribs.
Wow.
They're doing ribs as an ancillary category.
Very cool.
Not a full cook-off by any means, but steak, ribs, and chicken wings.
That is awesome.
And we've had a lot of people up that way excited, and we've got teams saying, hey, I cook the best steak on my team. So I have one team, there's three of them that say they're going to compete against each other. So I think that'll be a real cool deal.
Very nice. So, folks, I do want to remind you, go to our website. The SCA website is www.steakcookoffs.com. Check our event calendar. There's things always happening. There are things being added every day. Things do happen. And I'm telling you, it can happen in the blink of an eye. So if there's nothing on the calendar for a particular weekend, look again the next day, and I guarantee there'll be at least one, possibly two to three that same weekend, because things are happening very quickly. So again, steakcookoffs.com, steakcookoffs.com. One more time, steakcookoffs.com.
In Spanish, Joe.
El Steco Cookoffos.com-o.
Mucho gracias, Joe. All right. So on that schedule, also on the website, you'll notice there's quite a few events. I've added probably 15 in the last week that I've been trying to get up there, and we've got them up now, but I've probably got another. These events are all, I've just got some in today, and some of them are still pending, but I'm strong enough on them that they're going to happen. I will put a pending status on the event page, but there's another, 25, 30 events that are going to go up. We're sitting at about 100 events, JoJo. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
And we did decipher something very important on the way to Florida, too, Joe.
What's that?
If you're flying Spirit Airlines, it's a four-drink ride. Four Crown and Cokes.
Four Crown and Cokes.
That's the only thing they do right. Oh, I said do-do.
Oh, that's funny.
That's the only thing they really do right.
Where's the rim shot?
I don't know.
That's all right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So they do. You get three Crown and Cokes and one mixer, because you really don't need it anyway.
Right.
How much would you pay for that, Joe, on an airplane?
I would say each drink.
Three crowns and one bottle of Coke. One can of Coke.
I would say $28.
$20 flat.
Really?
That ain't bad.
That's not bad.
They charge you $6 for the straw, but other than that, yeah, it's $20 flat for three drinks.
And $10 for the cup.
And you can get two drinks. Not that I did it, but you get two drinks with a soda, $14.
Wow. Wow.
So if there's a charge for $34 on my credit card, sorry, honey.
Wow.
Anyway, it's other than that, man, that's like trying to load 30 dudes in a Kia Soul, basically riding Spirit. They're never going to be a sponsor.
Holy cow.
I just burned that bridge, didn't
Scorched I? Scorched Earth Brett.
Dang it. Oh, well, it's not like anybody really wanted to fly him anyway.
So he never called?
He did not call. He left you hanging.
That is not the
Bueller.
Culture. Yeah.
Bueller.
Do you know who I am?
Not Joe Wilson. Joe Wilson stood us up.
Oh, man.
Unless he's calling from, a different phone number.
No, he gave me that number. He said that was it.
That's not. Nope. Not here. I see some of our Arkansas buddies on there. Somebody from Sanger, Texas, I bet.
You want to take a call?
This could get train wrecky real fast, brother.
We're already half derailed.
I see a Florida. Let's pull this guy up, see who this is. We've got nothing better to do we? You got anywhere to go, Joe?
Really. We still got 2 hours of airtime.
I got Galloway teenies at home, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. An hour and 56 minutes of airtime left.
All right. We'll ride it out here. Let's see this. We're going to go to somebody from a 770 area code. See if they want to talk or not. Who's on the line here? 770? We're stalking you. No? Nothing.
I think they played reverse stick on us.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? If one of you guys that's on the line there, if you want on the air, we'll talk with you. Push one, and that'll let us know that you want to come on. If you want to come on just to tell us your favorite steak recipe or your favorite margarita recipe, not so much.
Tell us a road story. What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you on the road?
I had a story about George West last year. You brought that up with the goat.
Okay, so let's hear the story since we still got 4 hours to burn.
So there's 55 entries turned in that were goat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So So the first judge on the third table says, hey, I got something wrong over here. I said, all right, keep it down. Hold on. We'll be right there. So I go over there and I look at it, and best I can tell, some dude pulled the bone out of a chicken leg. I mean, or out of a turkey leg. Like, you could still see the tendons of the turkey.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, all right, let's look at this. So I checked it out. It was turkey, man.
So they try to pawn off turkey as
goat. I mean, turkey is
distinct,
different color.
Yes.
Different color meat, even.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, are you kidding me? So after I ate that turkey leg and got a cold beer. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, they turned in turkey. Oh, well.
Amazing.
Looks like somebody from Florida is.
That was exciting. Tell it again.
I'm going to do that, Joe. All right. Let's bring this Florida. 407, you're on the air. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Hey, you got to see 6 foot of snow when you were in Florida.
That's right. This is the legendary 6 foot of snow. This guy at the meeting says, guys, I know you're from all over the country. You didn't expect to come to Florida and see 6 foot of snow. Tom Snow. That was the line of the weekend. I love it. You doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, who's in seventh place and who's in eighth place? I can't remember.
That's a good question.
Seventh.
That's all right. You helped through that.
We're hoping to break 100 teams for Inapopka for stake.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
Are you guys starting to pick up some steam down there after this weekend's event?
Yeah, I had to catch my breath after this weekend. But we're going to start hitting it hard marketing, and you know, we're up to like 120 barbecue teams right now.
That's a record.
And
118 was a record down there, wasn't it? For Florida barbecue.
127 last year was the record. We're hoping to blow that. We still got 4 weeks to go and we've hit the 120 mark. So we're hoping to blow that away.
You got it, Ben. You're going
to
make it.
So, hey, it was great to see you. I wanted to thank you so much for coming down and helping out. And, you know, hope you had a good time, enjoyed the warm weather, but you come from warm weather anyway. So,
no, we did. We enjoyed it. And, you know, the quality of that event was, man, it was great. That they did a dinner Friday night catered by the Marriott in one of the huge tents. It probably had four or five huge tents. They had tents that, where they did cooking demos.
Wow.
They even had a trailer that had like, I don't know, I'm guessing 8 showers total in it. So you could go in there and take a shower in privacy, hot water.
Ooh, that's awesome.
I know, it was pretty neat. These cookers really, Sonny's did a great job of taking care of the cookers. And actually, Tom was one of the ambassadors. They assigned him so many teams, and he just made sure they had everything they needed. He did a great job.
Very nice.
Yeah, my guys did pretty good. Arnie Segovia had a walk in chicken, which I was really happy because I cooked this chicken for him. And I cooked it on my Meadow Creek chicken flipper.
That's a bad taste in my mouth.
That cooker did good this weekend because the OBR guy with the eighth place steak cooked his steak on my Meadow Creek. And then I went over and brought it back over and did Arnie's chicken with it. So we had 2 eighth-place walks with my chicken flipper this weekend.
Wow.
And then Rio Valley Meats, Fred Robles and Carlo Casanova had a couple of walks. So, you know, my teams did okay.
They did very well, very well. I thought he got like 3 calls, Carlos. He did well.
Yep. So it was a great weekend. And like I said, I really appreciated it. I think this is going to blow up and be big time here in Florida.
I sure hope
so. Next time, send JoJo. I'd like to meet him.
Send JoJo down there, eh? I don't know if your liver could handle that.
I'm coming. I'll be there.
50 Shades.
I'll break out the deep fat fryer and do some bacon wrapped Twinkies for you.
Oh.
Wow. Boy.
You know what? I think I'm going to get my Greyhound bus ticket now.
If you leave by 11 o'clock, you might get there in time for the cook-off.
Yes,
in three
if I
weeks.
Leave at 11 o'clock tonight, I can be there in 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
All right. Cool. Well, I just want to say thank you. And, man, we had a great time. And, you know, we're contests like what we just did at Sonny's is really putting a good face on SCA here in Florida.
We appreciate your hard work. You did a good job. He has officially finished his training. He is a full-fledged rep for SCA in Florida now.
Well,
so,
congratulations.
Good job, Tom. Welcome to the team.
Thanks. I'm proud to be part of it.
Brings to the next tradition. When I go to Florida, Haskett always has a ball of crown waiting for me when I get off
I
the plane. So,
that.
Tom,
one
up.
You just got Haskett's the one that always keeps that comes to the airport to pick you up. You didn't tell me when you were coming in.
That's true. All right, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a good night, man. Thanks for listening.
All right. Okay. Have a good one. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Very nice.
He's a good cat right there.
All right. Nobody.
You can't handle the truth.
He's a good dude. Yeah, I didn't see. He
hasn't responded.
Yeah, he didn't get on. He wanted to talk about his cook-off in up in Rogers, Arkansas.
In Rogers, Arkansas. So but is that pretty much it?
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
What?
I believe that could be it, folks.
To hell with Brett.
I believe we have come to the end of our term. Again, one of the things we wanted to stress, and I guess we can make this part of JoJo's Corner. We tried different technologies and such, and we just figured we're just going to go back on the air. This is where old school meets new year.
Just setting the mood for you, JoJo.
Oh, thank you. Taking a stroll.
Go ahead. I'll turn it down.
No, that's good. That's pretty cool. Background. I like that background music. Kind of feel like the Ticket Boys.
Kind of feel like it's 1970.
Yeah. So anyway, we're back to Blog Talk. If y'all could do us a small favor, we have a few callers that are listening. I'm pretty sure there's a few listening online. If you could drop us a quick line or text message me or Brett, let us know what the quality of the show was. We've made some adjustments and tweakings and stuff, and we wanted to see if we came across with the quality of our voice over the mics, the music.
The guy that tweaks the knobs for us wasn't here, and we had to completely break away from the other system, so hopefully we got the sound okay. We're not too loud, too quiet. And
right.
We'll see.
But if you could just give us a little feedback, or if you want to shoot us an email, it's info@statecookoffs.com, info@statecookoffs.com.
Hold on just a second, Brad.
And again, or you can just shoot us a text message or an email. I just got a message from Cowbell. He said we sounded good. So thank you.
What
Jimmy.
Is Cowbell now? Huh? He knows he has a cook-off in Little Elm.
Yeah, that's true. He's got one coming back to him.
How come our little buddy didn't call in?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be line four guy.
Yeah, he is. He didn't call in. Uh-oh, I see somebody stalking us here that has been on hold for watching a long time. We're going to bring him on.
All right.
Let's see if he'll talk. Hey, buddy. David, you doing all right?
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Doing good, man. I just saw you were on there and wanted to give you a chance to come on and talk about your cook-off. I know it's quite a ways off, but never too early to start talking about it.
No, we got the flyers up today on the website. They're up talking about it now. I'm actually sitting here typing up an event thing on Facebook, start getting the word out on it. And like last year, we had seven states represented, teams as far away as Kansas. And our boy Milkshake, he won the grand championship. And we're hoping all them guys will come back this year, August 5th, and make another round of it again, because we're real excited here in Florida, like Tom mentioned just a couple minutes ago. We got the big Friday night event coming up at Apopka that we're looking forward to also. So got a lot of things going on in Florida. Hoping a couple more will pick up and get some other organizers to jump on and bring some more events here, and even some standalones is what I'd like to really see a lot of pop up here in Florida. Go ahead.
The city – commissioner there. Were you there when I talked to the city commissioner and at the event in Sanford?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Talking about doing a standalone complex.
He's talking about bringing one there, down there also. So, it, like I said, I think Florida, like Tom said, is fixing to blow up with FCA down here. So, we're definitely a to-go destination because of our weather here. So, all the mother state cookers that like traveling the Arkansas and the Louisiana and Texas way, just slide on over here. You're still in the South in Florida.
Tell me about the facilities where you're doing your cook-off. That was a pretty impressive place.
Yeah, my cook-off is both – I got two of them, one in November. That'll be a full standalone Sunday contest. And then I got the one in August 5th. It'll be a full standalone Saturday contest. Both of those are at the Flamingo Lake RV Resort. Great place to have it. Weather's always so far has been good. So far we haven't been rained out yet. But in Florida, one of the good things about the weather is you wait 10 minutes, it'll change. If you don't like what it was, it'll be all right in a couple minutes.
That's a fact.
Great facility down there. We got the air conditioned building for judging and bands playing and everything else going on down there. So definitely be an enjoyable event again.
And it's about 38 minutes from the beach, Fernandina Beach, and the best trip
and
about, that they had.
Yep, and 10 minutes from the airport. So if you're flying in and you're a cooker that needs a bar, grills or whatever, just get a hold of me. My number's all on the flyer and everything. And we can make arrangements for it. I've already got one grill that Milkshake won on last year that I bring out there for him. He wants the same grill back again this year. So got that one tied up. But I got plenty more grills at my disposal. So feel free if you're planning on flying in, let me know.
Okay. Good. We'll keep that in mind, let people know that as we get a little closer here. But I want to thank you for helping out down there at the event in Sanford. That was a... very nice, and had a great time as usual down there. And Angela did a great job running it on the FBA side. It's a good event.
And it should be noted too that I am, like Tom mentioned a while ago, that I picked you up at the airport. I am the official FCA Uber for this area.
You are the Uber of FCA and Barton.
Most Uber drivers only hand you a bottle of water. I take care of you.
That's right. Well, I appreciate that for sure. Especially. So, well, man, I think we are done. My guy stood us up. It was the other interview. So we are going to tap out, go home, make some Galloway teenies, and call it a night.
All right. We great show, fellas.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Sir.
Appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. All right. Well.
All right, folks. Well, I think we can go ahead and put a bow on this one, and it's a wrap. You think?
I think so.
So, with that, folks, it's hard to believe, but we're out of here.
Me.
You might know of the original sin. You might know how to be with fire. But did you know of the murder committed? In the name of love, yeah, you thought we'd be dead. Dream on, white boy, white boy. Dream on, black girl.
Wake what's up, stalker? I see you still there. I see you hovering on the hole.
Find your dream to watch today.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Amy. I hear you. I see you there. Uh-huh.
A time when I did not care, and there was a time when the fight.